Ramona Pansagraw sits at a grand piano in a practice room at the Bolander Center. She plays a complex rhythm at the piano as two dancers work through a pas de deux for Jerome Robbins' Fancy Free.
When I'm in rehearsal, I'm thinking on many different levels. I'm thinking as a pianist accompanist, sitting there playing the score, but I'm also thinking about the orchestra and conducting it, and preparations are crucial. If somebody needs to jump immediately into a movement and I have to catch them in the air, is there something before that so that I can give the orchestra a preparation? I don't like to give orchestras whiplash. There's always something before the step that I can signal the orchestra so that they'll know what the tempo needs to be and that we're all together.
Dancer Rachel Coates is in her 12th season with the Kansas City Ballet. Coates has been working with Pansagraw for most of her career.
Luckily, we get to work with Ramona every day, day in and day out. She plays class for us, she plays rehearsal, and then when it's time to go into the theater, she's there in front of us, you know, down in the pit, smiling up at us and keeping tempos. And so it really is a pretty kind of sensitive and intimate relationship that we have with her. She really sees us from the very beginning all the way to the final bows of a piece.
Pansagraw was already an accomplished pianist when she says she discovered ballet one weekend in Iowa. She stepped in for an injured pianist touring with the Joffrey Ballet that set the course for a career that would take her to Boston Ballet and Tulsa Ballet, all before arriving in Kansas City. Seconds can be critical for the dancers on stage, so in an instant, Pansagraw can speed up the tempos or slow them down.
In a dancer world, when you're dealing with the body, its limitations, and gravity, faster and slower is a much closer increment in time. So the orchestra has to learn that as well. If I suddenly pull back the tempo, it's not a major retard. It can be this much, but it's life and death for the dancer.
Ryan Joliker-Nye is in his second season with the company. He says he appreciates Pansagraw's sensitivity to the needs of each individual performer.
With Ramona, it's great because she knows us all very well. She knows who can turn, who jumps high, so she knows on stage, if I'm dancing, she can look up and say, well, Ryan looks kind of tired today, let me speed through this part a little bit and give him a little bit of a break, or he fell out of that pirouette, so let me cut to the end right now, and so it'll look like, you know, he finished exactly how he wanted to finish. Having her know us makes also our experience on stage a lot more comfortable.
Pansagraw says it is a balance to make dancers feel comfortable with the tempo and maintain the musical integrity of a score. The challenge is to bring it all off seamlessly before an audience.
I always try to make the dancers know that I'm right there for them and that it will all be fine. That rapport that we have obviously takes a little while to develop, and it's the same way with the orchestra. They have to trust me that when I'm giving them a big downbeat, and maybe it's just a hair earlier than they expected, that I do mean it. And that also took a little while, but at this point now they turn on a dime, which is wonderful. And so we're able to make just fantastic, wonderful moments on stage happen because of that.
Devin Carney is the new artistic director for the Kansas City Ballet, but his working relationship with Pansagraw began some 30 years ago at the Boston Ballet. He was a dancer and she was a musician. Carney describes having a chance to work with Pansagraw again as a full circle event.
Ramona is a gem and a true icon in the music field, especially in the ballet world. It's a calling that's unique to be a ballet conductor. We're so fortunate to have someone like Ramona here dedicating her life, her talents, to our dancers, to our company, and to our city.
For a musician who has only danced with her fingers on the keyboard, Pansagraw says the rewards of working with ballet dancers are simple.
There's nothing like that moment of anticipation when somebody jumps and hangs in the air, or when a dancer is on perfect balance and can hold it for an extra beat. Those are the things that I love to help happen, and the audience wants that ah moment, and that's when they get them, is when we have live music.
In Pansagraw's words, music is a breathing art form. And so is dance. and she expects that the two will remain intermingled in her life for years to come. Julie Deneche, KCUR News.